Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to tonight's show, ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy, C.A.F., the Lone Wolf. Right now, I'm waiting on Big Ray to join the show. But basically, for our relationships, part two, fake feelings and fake situations, and we're going to talk about it.
What's going on, Wolfpack in the house, baby? We're doing it live. C.A.F., what's going on, baby?
What's going on, G? One more day, another time.
Yes, sir. So today, guys, we got the Fraud Relationships Part 2 going on. And just real quick, I just want to let y'all know, he is Lone Wolf CAF. I am the Big Bad Wolf, Kevin Nash. We are the Wolf Pack, Outsiders for Life. Hashtag us, hashtag Wolf Pack TV, hashtag OFL, Outsider for Life. Go take a look at that Facebook.com, Wolfpack_TV. Check us out on Instagram and let us get a like button on that Facebook, on our page, also Twitter at wolfpack_TV.com. Now, guys, we got the Fraud Relationships Part 2 today. This will actually conclude our saga. So I just want to say this. Now, I want to talk briefly about the Lamar Odom and Khloe Kardashian. I think that situation is far out personally because, you don't wait till a man goes all the way down the drain and now you want to, try to be in his life. This guy, I have never seen that much publicity from, a person that just pretty much, gave his life away like that, Lamar Odom, I think that's crash dummy on his part. I think he did that shit to get attention, to try to get Khloe back. I also think that, all them guys that he was taking care of, he just got overwhelmed with a lot of shit that was going on in his life. I want to know, where was his real friends at that whole time he was struggling? Everything was all good when he was in the league. As soon as he stopped, he stopped being a celebrity on TV, everybody vanished. So, it's a bad situation, guys. you know, and, you know, on the female's part, Chloe, you wrong for that shit. You know, you got in a relationship with James Harden knowing that this shit was going on. I know Lamar had contacted you that whole time, you know, that was going on. You over there getting banged by James Harden. He over there nutting on your motherfucking face, you know what I'm saying, while Lamar over here struggling and y'all still married. You know what I'm saying? And then before the James Harden situation, then you got, you know, she was with Frenchman Montana. So, you know, she really didn't give a damn. I just think that she's doing that shit for publicity. Like, I mean, you know, the outsiders, we're going to call it like we see it, man. And I think, you know, it's bullshit. I think it's fraud.
The sad part is,
go right ahead, bro.
The sad part is, they're actors. They know the role they're playing and what they're doing, but people follow those trends and think that that's cool, you know what I'm saying, and not even know, you know, they don't even know what they're doing, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, yeah, you continue, bro.
Yeah. They don't know what they're doing, and it's like no direction, no nothing in society with these relationships, guys. I mean, you know, you women, y'all have to really, really be smart on your shit. You want to sit up there and, you know, you want somebody to give you all this attention, but you accuse us of being thirsty. We talked about that yesterday. You also want, you know, you want to do all this. You want to suck dick for $10 or $5 or some quarters just to go get you something to eat. Or suck dick for a fucking, you know what I'm saying, Chili's meal for a date. We're just not cutting the mustard, man. And I notice every time we get in y'all ass, life has been good for us. I don't know about you, CAF, but life has really, really been good. I feel a lot better, man, when I get in you guys' ass. This is what we do, man.
I keep these peon niggas under my shoe, dog. I say I keep these peon niggas under my shoe, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like bubblegum, nigga.
Yeah. So, you know, and you ladies, you're not going to escape this reign of terror that we got going on, you know. And this whole month, we are going to go get into y'all ass in Halloween Havoc. This is not what the show is about, but we are going to let you guys know that we mean business when we're doing this. We're very passionate about what's going on. If you're fraud with a lot of situations that's happening, when you got the outsiders in the building, guess what? It's fraud, and we're going to expose the shit out of you. So you guys can
take
that shit how y'all want to.
Let me just say this too, people, not to interrupt you, Big Kev, but just, you know, outsiders are not perfect. Outsiders never said they was perfect. Don't even think that that's the picture we're trying to paint. What we're trying to do is expose society to what's really going on and what needs to really happen. You know what I'm saying? You know, from our perspective.
Yeah.
That's all it really is. So don't sit over here and try to say these niggas think they got it or whatever. Nah, this ain't what that is about, man. We just keep it real with each other. You know what I'm saying? If we could keep it real, we could get somewhere. So that's all I want to say.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, when you keep it real, it's a lot easier in life, period. Keep it real from jump, and then that's what it is. And you ain't got to worry about nothing else. If you keep it real, you know, you don't have to worry about anything else. Life will be a whole lot easier, and, you know, that's what it is. But moving on, back to the topic at hand, we got the, you know, the fraud relationships going on. I know I experienced a couple of them. A lot of women have, you know, pretty much, you know, led me on in the past. So I just want to let them ladies know that's a no-no. I'm glad that, you know, you wasn't the one for me, because, you know, I probably would have been in jail strangling your motherfucking ass for putting me through all this shit, or a whole bunch of medication, or be a crackhead like motherfucking Lamar Odom sitting up there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, yeah, for real, because these women would drive
real
you
shit.
Insane, bro.
That's what's going on, man. Talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, you ladies, you guys got your ways, man, and y'all can make a man go really crazy and be mentally disabled and get a disability every month just on y'all actions alone. So, you know,
then,
that's not cool,
and
it's fraud.
You can't, it's, you know, like this whole situation with the baby mamas and stuff, you know, you can't dog the dude out and expect him to still care like he cared when y'all were still together or whatever else, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, feelings change. And so do situations, you know what I'm saying? And as the situations change, so do the feelings. So, you know, like, I mean, like, I don't know what's going on, man. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's definitely crazy out here, man, especially with the baby mamas. I know both of us got baby mamas. You know, a little bit, my baby mama calls me, you know, you got a dude, you have a boyfriend, but you calling me about some personal issues that's going on at your house. You know, you supposed to be a queen at your own domain, but you calling me for advice, or you calling me You know what I'm saying? You calling me crime because y'all ain't got, you know, certain items or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You need to be going to that person that you got living there, you know, that you've been with for 6 or 7 years. You need to be talking to them. And I know this shit's going to get back to my baby mama, and you know what? I don't give a shit, because what I'm saying right now on this mother on our show is what the fuck I tell her in her face, and she knows that, period. So, you know, I just want to say that. No, none of this, you ladies have a bad, you know, track record when it comes to, you know, let me use this guy for this and that. I'm just going to use him for this and that, and then, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to treat him like trash, but then ask him, you know what I'm saying, for his advice and what he thinks. Like, no, that's not, you know, that's not the way that shit works, man. Again, fraud, period. You know, hashtag fraud. That simple, guys. You know, we're not about to even go down that road with that shit, man. You're getting used.
And cut it out with the bipolar shit. You lose my number or don't call me and don't text me, and then 3 days later you calling my phone or you texting me. I thought you said,
man,
lose your number. What the fuck?
Yeah. Delete them off Facebook and then add them back on, you know what I'm saying, two months later. That's actually happened to me, based on a true story, by the way.
You're not the only
one,
bro.
After you told me don't call me
no
more.
You're not the only one, bro.
So, you know, we're not going to let that little petty shit ruin us. And, guys, let me tell y'all something. I don't care about – you guys are not going to stop progress. Lone Wolf and Big Bad Wolf are progress. You guys are you are interrupter of progress. We are progress. This is what we do. This is what we're passionate about. So none of you guys, whatever the fuck y'all say, indirectly or directly, y'all not going to stop Wolfpack TV. Name one person that's doing something like this. Just name one person. That's all I want you to do. And if they're making money or they're going to them bullshit-ass jobs that they complain about every day, let's just be honest. I mean, who's doing something? Only guys that I know are doing something are Curtis Meats and Mandingo from my neighborhood. I don't know nobody else that's doing it. I really don't. So you guys need to back up, man, with this shit. You know, Austin this, Austin that, this player made. Well, I tell you what, show me something, then. I want to see your ass on TV and really make it, and really make millions. You know, you're not doing shit. All y'all doing is running y'all mouth. And obviously, y'all got a lot of stuff to say about us. Y'all don't like us, but y'all going to tune in every Wednesday and Thursday every week. Period. And it's just, it's tiring, guys. We've already made a couple of episodes about y'all, man. Fraud Friendships, part one and two, you know, fraud business. We talked about all those situations, man. Go back and listen to the show if you're just tuning in. If this is y'all first episode that y'all tuning in, go back and listen to all the shows. By the way, they're on Facebook.com, Wolfpack TV. There you go. There's my marketing thing right there for you guys. For all you guys that don't know, go to Wolfpack TV. You'll see. Yeah, all our episodes will pop up on there. So you can go and listen to them or whatever. So, you know, with that being said, you know, and let me say this, because I didn't really – I talked about the bad aspect of the relationship, but let me talk about the good aspect of the relationship. I'm currently now in a relationship. 6 years I've been in a relationship. It's been up and – it's been pretty good, you know. But, you know, 6 years is a long time to be with somebody, and there's a lot of good women out there. Unfortunately, I had to, you know, kiss a lot of you know, ugly demons before I found an angel. So, you know, just saying, you might have to do that. You know, it took me a good, you know, 10 or 11 years for that to take place. So, you know, we're not saying that all you women are messed up in the head, but about 85-90% of y'all are ridiculous, period. And that's a huge number that I'm saying right now. So, you know, that's just, you guys got to just keep it real, man. And dudes, quit trying to, you know, let these women run y'all life, man. It's just not working, man. You know, quit letting them dictate what's going on in y'all life and to where y'all can't function in life. It's embarrassing, man. And then, you know, you guys are looking really weak out here, man. Seriously, letting these females just dictate how you are, because then they're going to start thinking that all of us are weak. And Lord knows that's not the case. You know, not only, you know, that you guys are so weak that these women are going to get other women. to make it out here, and that's very embarrassing. When I see that shit, I just shake my head every time. It's really big out down here in Austin, and I'm fed up, man. I just think it's fraud, and y'all stop with this negative talking about, you know, we angry, you know, get money. We're gonna talk about what's on our minds, and we're gonna talk about what situations that we went through, that or going through. You know what I'm saying? And we're trying to help. So there's somebody out there that's going through this stuff, man. You know, that needs to listen to what we got to say. So, you know, I don't know, man. CA, if you want to add anything, bro?
Yeah, one more for the good guys. I was going to go back to the subject, you know what I'm saying? And, basically I want to talk about, like, you know, for you ladies that's using guys for a shoulder to lean on, you know, while you banging somebody else, you know what I'm saying? Your expectation should be to use the guy that you're banging for the shoulder lean on. If you can't get that, then you already fucking up. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's the bottom line. So, you know, and let's, you know, brothers, we all be in that situation. You can front if you want to, but, you know, hey, I'm not going to front. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, bro. You know what I'm saying? And it just goes to show you, I mean, you know, hey, I know it's a dirty game. You know what I'm saying? I grew up in it, but at the same time, you know what I'm saying? You can always try to strive for positive change. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's your choice. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, I just, you know, that shit's crazy, you know, and just being with the last minute shit, you know, just wanting to do things all of a sudden and expect a man to jump to do it. Like, that's irrational shit. You know what I'm saying? And, like, man, if you're doing that shit, you fucking up. You better get your mind right. I'm telling you right now, you know what I'm saying? That irrational shit is going to destroy your household, man. You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy out here, man, because them guys will actually do that shit just to get laid. They would go through hair, fire, and brimstone just to get that, you know what I'm saying? Just to get that poo nanny, period. You know what I'm saying? That poo tang pie, period. You know? They would do whatever, by any means necessary. That's what they would do. You know, by any means necessary, be real with yourself and be real with other people. That's by any means necessary. What is all this bullshit about, you know, she gone, you know, hopefully y'all do this, hopefully I get a kiss. Or, you know, I do this and this and this. Maybe I get my dick sucked. Like, man, come on, man. Are you kidding me? And guys, I hear a lot of stories about you guys. Y'all are looking like crash dummies out here. Who in the fuck gets banned from a fucking website? Who gets banned from a website?
Who eats pussy and doesn't get it? I want to know what's up with that shit. Time out, coach.
Man, I haven't. I don't get that. I don't get that at all, man. I don't get that. I don't get neither one of them situations. Who gets banned from a dating website, and then who eats pussy and things like that? Like, dog, what the hell are y'all doing? And then these women get in their head, and shit goes up to their head, and they think every dude is supposed to be like that. Any dude that they meet. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, man, that's not, you know, not every guy's like that. You guys got to get smart out here, man. Again, fraud, again. I mean, you know, just look at that situation. It's super fraud, man.
I mean,
I don't know, man. I just think it's something that, I mean, you know, maybe we need to move to South America, bro.
I don't know, bro. Belize looks real nice. You know what I'm saying? I like I say is this, you know, it really, you know, it just comes down to two things, right? And it comes down, you can either feed into the chaos and be a byproduct of that, or you can be a part of order. You know what I'm saying? It's one or two. That's it, bro. You know what I'm saying? And, like, you know, I know how we grew up, where we grew up at. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there's order, bro. You know what I'm saying? And if you want to defy order, you can try your luck. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, it may not work out in your benefit. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, bro, I just think that, you know, it's got to be some type of order. But, you know, for you folks that just say, to hell with it, I'm going to do whatever I want to, you know, do you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not judging you. But Wolfpack TV is just giving you their perspective and how we feel about the situation. You know, if you want to get mad at us for how we feel, like Pimp C said, you know, a fight come with that too. We ain't doing no tripping. This is how we feel. So, you know, yeah, man. I mean, you know, it's real shit. And, I'm going to let you take over, right?
Yeah. It's real shit out here, guys. And like I said, man, just use your head, man. Anytime you guys are dating, you know, even if you're on the dating website, try not to get blocked or banned from that, because that's very, very embarrassing. You know, that's a very embarrassing thing to do. You know, when you're looking for love online and you feel in a female, you know, you don't know what's going on. Just make sure that you're not getting used in those kind of situations at all. You know, you got to see what if she's really real about her stuff and stuff. And guys, stop taking these women out and you're getting nothing out of the deal. I'm just saying, it sounds selfish, but man, you gotta be. You gotta, you know, it's not about I help you, or I take you out. Sometimes, you know, bills come, you know, and then she wants to be taken out. Well, then shit. Well, female, I mean, that dude's not less of a man because, you know, he ain't got no money, and that it's your turn to pay, or if y'all take turns. I think that's a 50-50 deal, in my opinion. 50-50 little twin. You know what I'm saying? That's simple, guys. I mean, you know, it's crazy.
Oh, no, I was just rhyming. You said 50-50 twin. I said, and a kind of skin in my beans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just bad news, guys. You know, you don't want to sit up there and fall. Don't, you know, stand up for something or fall for anything. That's not, you know, you got to, it's either one or the other, guys. You know, y'all trying to be Romeos over here, you know, and then all y'all trying to do what the outsiders do, talk to, you know, 12 and 13 females at the same time, knowing you can't juggle them. You know what I'm saying? When you got to be at work the next day, and you tired than a motherfucker, and then you griping at everybody else. You know that's an unrealistic situation to be in, man. Because you know we know that you're not like that. And you guys stop pretending like y'all players out here. That's really getting on my damn nerves. Like, dog, y'all not playing maid out here, man. Y'all motherfuckers is getting your car keyed. You're fucking getting your jeans bleached and faded. Like my Uncle Ronnie used to do. Yeah, I'm talking about you, you little bitch. But anyway, yeah, you used to have your shit faded and everything else, man. It's crazy, you know. And I know y'all motherfuckers gonna go back and listen, and you know, all that. And I noticed that you had titled the like some fraud situations. Guys, let me tell y'all something. And Lone Wolf, you know what I'm saying? You can come in however you want to. Let me say this. And then you know what I'm saying, that's it for this episode. Any one of you guys have a problem with Lone Wolf or me, I'm going to say this again. Guys, y'all know I stay right off Mopac. And we can meet right in Mopac, stop traffic, and we can just straight up have a fucking brawl. That simple, guys. I'm really sick and tired of the indirect comments. I see a lot of them. And, you know, you guys can feel some kind of way, then tag my name in any one of y'all rhymes, me or CAL. Names in your rhymes, period. I told you we was going to give you guys fame, but I just want to let you guys know that Wolfpack is not a punk. We're not trying to promote violence on here, but we're not going to be disrespected on the other side of that. You know, we're from 2-1 and we don't take no shit, period. So I just want to make that, I want to make myself perfectly clear. If you indirect us, if I feel like you come indirect us, I'm going to message you on Facebook. I'm going to ask you who the fuck you talking about. If you talking about me, tag my name in, and then that's going to be the story. That's going to be the end of the story. That simple. I'm getting really sick and tired of you guys going back listening to the show. And it's you know, it's ridiculous that we have to sit up here and waste our breath on some peon-ass dudes that ain't doing shit. They weak. They can't get their motherfucking dick up, and they getting booed off stage by these damn females. These females are using dildos right in front of them. Like, you know, you're getting invited to the room, and you feeling on a woman's booty and can't put it in. Come on now. Well, what are you doing, dude? You know. You can't get your motherfucking dick up. Come on, man. It's crazy. So, you know, I just wanted to say that. And pretty much about it, man, as far as I'm concerned about that shit. You know, I'm not going to spend too much time on it. I just wanted to say that because, you know, it's been a constant problem over and over again. And, guys, we keep going over the same thing over and over again, really getting upset about the shit. You know, I know some of the stuff is indirect, and I know it's come. You guys are trying to come at us. Well, then tag our names, and let's throw down, guys. Period. I'm gonna say that, and I'm gonna leave it alone. You know. So you know. So yeah, if you ain't got nothing else to say, man, I'm pretty much done with that, bro. Done.
Yeah, I just co-sign everything you said 100%. That's it, man. You know what I mean? Like 100% all the way through and through.
Yeah. So guys, make sure y'all tune in. This is actually our first show on Thursday. Like I said, if you just tune into the show, Every Wednesday and Thursday, we're here at 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. Listen to us live. Call in 713-955-0733. And then we got that. Remember, follow us on Instagram, wolfpack_tv.com. We got, you know, our Facebook, Wolfpack TV. And we also got that Twitter, man. Wolfpack_TV.com. I actually need to write down that SoundCloud that we just got on here so I can make sure everybody goes and sees that. Go ahead and remind the folks real quick, Lone Wolf, about that SoundCloud.
Yes, it's SoundCloud.com/Wolfpack TV, WOLPACTV.
Cool. All right, guys. Well, I mean, you know, hopefully if we can inspire you guys. You know, we're going to continue to do this. Y'all not going to stop anything that me and Lone Wolf and I are doing. We've been doing this for a whole, you know, month and a half, and, you know, we've been getting really good feedback and really good views. So I'm very proud of that. Also, you know, if you guys want to be a guest, if y'all want to, you know, just be featured and, you know what I'm saying, on here, to where we interview you, go ahead and, you know, let us know before so we can get you on the show. And, you know, that's pretty much about it.
Well, survey says
N-W-O.
Wolfpack, motherfucker.
Guts to come in the ring tonight. Don't care about the rapper, cause we make our own boost. You don't have what it takes to fill their shoes. See, it's just a crowd pleaser on the ground to leave. You're the punishment for making enemies for these soldiers. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack.